This is North Shore Today for Thursday, November 17, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, windy temperatures in the 40s. Haverhill has canceled its Thanksgiving football game following reports of a hazing incident at the high school. WFXT TV 25 in Boston is reporting that a video of an incident was taken from inside the school and was presented to Haverhill's superintendent of schools. Later yesterday, the school district canceled all remaining football practices, as well as the Thanksgiving Day game against Lowell. The video, as confirmed by police to Channel 25, shows a male student having his clothes removed by three other students, one of whom was wearing a Haverhill football jersey. The Danvers spring election may see the Community Preservation Act on the ballot next year. The Salem News is reporting that local advocates are looking for voters to approve the grant program that funds preservation of historic buildings, landmarks, open space, and community housing programs. The Marblehead Select Board met last night, and the Daily Item is reporting that it began the process to select a new school committee member. The school committee has an open seat following the resignation of Vice Chair Emily Barron. The Open Door Food Pantry on Cape Ann will be holding a food drive this Saturday. The Thanksgiving food drive will take place between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the following grocery stores: Shaw's on High Street in Ipswich, Market Basket on Route 1 in Rowley, and Crosby's Marketplace on Summer Street in Manchester by the Sea. Bill Newell on sports is next with MIAA playoff updates and more.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics beat the Hawks in Atlanta last night, 126-101. The 14-2 Bruins will host the Flyers tonight at the Garden. And the Patriots will host the Jets Sunday at 1. In boys soccer, the Prep and Newburyport have advanced to state title games. Manchester Essex field hockey also in the state championship game. And Ipswich volleyball advanced with a 3-0 win last night to their second straight appearance in the state championship game. Two Lynn football teams have reached their divisional state semifinals. St. Mary's in Division 6 will take on Rockland on Friday. Here is Spartans coach Sean Driscoll.
Obviously coming off their Super Bowl championship run last year, beating Abington again this week, having a good run in the playoffs. Very physical football team, very good up front on both sides of the football. We're going to have our hands full. And, you know, you just watch how their coach on the little things are big. So we definitely have a challenge ahead.
St. Mary's coach Sean Driscoll. Kip of Lynn will face Oxford in the Division 8 semifinals on Friday. Here is Kip coach Jim Rabbit.
It's a tough team, Central Mass team. They run some spread, much like us. Pretty balanced run and pass, but they have three really talented runners. Their quarterback and their two backs can run the ball pretty well. So we definitely have our hands full containing them. You know, with our athletes, I think if a team needs to rely on the pass, I think we're in good shape. So I think we'll try to put them in spots where they have to throw the ball, and hopefully our ball hawks, Juan, Vic, and Mornell, those athletes can go up and get it and make them pay for throwing. But that's a real tough team, some big kids up front, and they can move the ball. So they're here for a reason 2 years in a row in the state semis. So they've been in this spot before, so it'd be a dangerous out for us.
Kip Academy head football coach Jim Rabbit. We'll keep you posted on all the tournament information in the days ahead right here at msonewsports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.